the Disclosure Project, and people out there will have to do the leadership on this, because I don't believe that you're going to see it coming out of any government sector. I recently spent a day with Paul Hellyer, the former Minister of Defense of Canada, who has come out very publicly in support of disclosure and in getting this information out, and has spoken very bluntly about the fact that there's the government that we elect and there's the permanent government that's a very shadowy and a powerful entity that pretty much does what it wants to, irrespective of the will of the people or the will of its elected representatives. So we're seeing there's a lot of growing support for having this information come out. What we're advocating is that more of these military and intelligence witnesses need to step forward separate from any government initiative, and that we need to keep this matter out in front of the public, because the issue isn't about whether there are little gray or green men out there. It's really about who's running the world, why is this kept secret, and what's behind the secrecy, and what's the agenda behind all this secrecy, because there's about 200 or 300 families and corporations that pretty much run the show. So those questions are the big questions, not, you know, cataloging another sighting event, which is what most UFO people do. And when you're talking about the kinds of technologies that are behind the UFO and the UFO propulsion system, we're talking about technologies that would end completely the need for oil and coal and the $200 trillion asset base that these handful of people own that are sitting in the ground, and which they are selling to the world to keep the world centrally controlled and centrally addicted to fossil fuels.